Ladies and gentlemen, we are back on What Are You Talking About on radio.dominican.edu. Since it's First Amendment week, we did talk about libel, but now we're back on track with our original segment, West Side Wednesday or Word Up Wednesday, but it doesn't matter. DJ T-Baby is going to be on this mic and just kill it.
Yes, that is right. DJ T-Baby's the name. DJP. Yeah, that was an interesting first segment we had, the First Amendment. We're trying to mix it up.
Yeah.
Talk about something different, keep it political, and talk about a legal sense. But now we're back on some
other
stuff.
No, we're back. We're back, and we're gonna kill it.
Yeah. So let me just talk on this mic for a little bit.
Okay. Let's hear it, man.
I'm not even really gonna rap. I'm just gonna like speak on it. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay. No. Do your thing.
I'm just gonna speak on it. All right.
Okay, T.
It goes like this.
What's up, T?
The story goes as follows.
What up, T, babe?
I said Joe.
You said Joe.
I said yo.
I said
yo. I mean, yo is what I said, and then I said it, okay?
Okay, I hear what you said. Let's hear what she got to say.
There is not a single rapper that I'm fearing. Mm-hmm. I spit as a result of being programmed by this light that shines near me. What I supply is divine clearly. Each verse is quite piercing. I'm wisdom plus rage untamed. Jump off the boat of my mind steering. This is not a collection of rhyme lyrics. This is a warning to stay away from my personal bubble. I'm still wrecking it. I kill rhetoric and murder rebuttals. I embody the purpose of hustle, going all out, finding a person to scuffle. Chump should duck. I'm Justin Tuck. You'll get hurt when I rush you. The first rap I ever wrote was sentenced to death 2 days after composition. The view you have is blacker. Watch the system. I attack and block your mission, epitomizing madness, lock with wisdom. Rappers' jaws get kicked in. I shatter bars. My diction has battle scars. It sits in a separate room. I bless the truth. If I leave and let you come back, then that's a privilege. The master's hatch I live in is eternally philosophical and profound. My next door neighbors are confused demons. The shouting is so loud. All love for rap never left. What makes you think I'd go now? If you're disrespectful, things will get eventful. Sword lifted if you don't bow. When I rhyme on tracks, I hold eye contact with icons that provide inspiration. It's not just me in here when I stand in the booth. Every instance in which you praise a whack verse, you hurt lyricism and damage the roots. When I go off, the entire planet improves. Unless I let my darkest passage ensue, what I'm saying is I can cause the wrath to diffuse. These leaders sway your vision, have you compact with views, but I go to war with holy force. I'll never ask for a truce, and I'm prepared to step in the cipher zone the second these actors are through. Check this out. If I'm to be raw and honest, let's get this on and popping. You front like your squad is solid, but your lines are weak, your bars are modest. When I turn off your comments, I reach a point of calming solace. With most of these dudes, you never know what you're gonna get. Box of chocolates, but I could go off at will or toss lobs that kill like Chris Paul, that offense. Forcefully designed forms of obliteration, believe I'm rhyming dopest. On the dotted line, I ink my name for the rap gods. I received a 5,000 bar signing bonus. I comply with omens. Your head needs to be precisely jolted. For many people, salvation is the furthest circumstance away, but their demise is closest. But I'm that lyrically hallucinogenic fix. I supply the dosage. The moment I touch this device, the mic is loaded and capable of anything. I'll make it so this entity called my mind is open. A lot of these rappers talk a fake one, but they act like it's real life. You don't know me. I'm so holy. When I pray to myself, I kneel twice. The inside of my head is no longer a brain. It is now a steel mic. Remove your backwards agenda. I cook gimmicks and grill hype. It's remarkable. I'm still sane, walking the world with the hill's eyes. Your head consists of underdeveloped concepts. Groundbreaking greatness fills mine. Take out my vocal box. I still rhyme. Spit until I'm buried in my coffin. I'm dangerous when I scheme. Greatest on the scene and scary when I'm plotting. Ball game, man.
Who is this man? Who is this man?
Who is he?
My name is my name, ain't it?
It is.
That's DJ T-Baby. That's remember the name. I know people know what Fort Minor is. Remember the name. This is DJ T-Baby on What Are You Talking About on radio.dominican.edu. Gets better every week.
Thank you.
Every week. I'm a religious man.
Are you?
You said holy. I don't know. You said holy. I pray by my. Oh my!
Something,
it was crazy. And then the Justin Tuck line. I'm gonna rush you like Justin. Oh my God! And then
something.
Chris Paul. My offense. Too many multisyllables.
All right, I appreciate it.
I say this every week, T. Multisyllables. That's never a bad thing.
It's not.
It could never be a bad thing.
Most people don't even know what multisyllables are.
No,
but,
they don't.
But it's a good thing in a rap sense.
But also, I really like your punchlines. I know it's hard to do punchlines when you're rhyming like multisyllable.
Uh-huh.
But your punchlines are crazy.
I always appreciate the praise. Anybody out there listening, you can call in. You don't have to talk about the rap. You can just talk about anything. Anything we've done on the show this week or in the past. But yeah, it's your boy T-Baby and usually spitting on the mic every week, but if anyone out there wants to spit, I said the same thing last week. If you want to rap on the mic, it's not that hard. All you have to do is come into the booth or contact us on Facebook, and you can have an opportunity to. You don't even have to rap. You can just talk with us.
Yeah,
just hang
out.
You
can talk with us. It doesn't matter.
We're nice guys, so.
Like, I know you performed a lot in Perceptions and everything. You may do Relay for Life. You may do it.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, that's just a couple things. Like, no, there's either...
No, Relay for Life, you may do a little bit of spoken word point. Because I'm telling you, this man could just kill it on the mic like crazy. If you want to listen to him, listen to radio.dominican.edu. What are you talking about Wednesdays 3 to 4? We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Yeah.
Right after, we're going to get to this Monte Ellis, Brook Lopez trade rumor. We'll be back, radio.dominican.edu.
Coming right back at you, babe. Part 2. If I ever fall in love again, next time the lady will be just like you. The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were the one. But I was caught up in physical attraction, but to my satisfaction, baby, you were more than just a phase. And if I ever fall in love again, I will be sure that the lady is a friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is two of your favorite people in the world, I hope, DJ T-Baby and DJ P-Ab, and this is another episode of What Are You Talking About, which is only available via radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah, that's right, and I'm telling you, we have a great show again. We did talk about First Amendment. T-Baby killed it on the mic, as always. Killed it.
But now, we're going to transition to some more sports-related topics, because people, show's called What Are You Talking About? People always ask me, they say, DJ T-Baby, what are you talking about?
Do they ask
they
you
do,
that?
They do, like thousands a day. And right now, yeah, and right now, okay, what we're going to talk about is sports.
Ah.
Because we love sports, and we don't care who knows.
Delicious.
Yeah. So, Pierre, take it away, buddy.
Here's the topic. Warrior fans, me and T-Baby are diehard Warrior
fans.
Who don't know who we are. We love the Golden State Warriors.
Yes.
So here's our topic. Monte Ellis for Brook Lopez. They're already thinking that deal might happen. It might happen. It might happen soon before the deadline. I think that's next week, March 15th, the same day as free agency. I'm not sure about that.
It's coming up.
But the Brook Lopez-Monte Ellis deal, in my opinion, I think that would just be a bad deal for the Golden State Warriors, because I don't think they should even trade Monte Ellis, because he's the only person that could create his own shot on that team. I know Stephen Curry has a great shot. I think that Monte, as of right now, is better than Stephen Curry. In my opinion, I think he's better.
I mean, they're different players, so it's tough to compare, but you make a point that Monte's great.
Monte's great.
Well, a lot of Warrior fans, I think, from what I found, a lot of Warrior fans actually underestimate Monte. You obviously have your Warrior fans who love Monte and praise him and think he's great, but there are some who just like criticize his turnovers, and sometimes he can have a low field goal percentage, which is fairly true. He turns it over a lot, mm-hmm. and sometimes he has volume shooter type games. But the ball is in his hand in key situations, so he doesn't always have a choice. Sometimes he has to chuck up some garbage shots.
No, he has to all the time because he's their offense. No, there's no one on that Warriors team who could run the offense better than Monte Ellis.
No one really. I mean, Curry sometimes, but most of their offense doesn't really create their own shots. So Monte has the ball. It's almost like when Baron Davis is on the Warriors. Baron Davis always shot a low percentage, but on the Warriors, he had some just really awful shooting games because the shot clock would wind down and the ball was in his hands and he'd be double teamed like Monte is a lot of the time and trapped, so you have to throw up garbage.
AT, your best friend Jim Barnett even said during a Warrior game, he said, you know what, Baron tries to distribute the ball, but sometimes they're like, you know what, I can't shoot this, how about you just bail us out, Baron? They're just looking for a bailout, and their bailout is Monte Ellis. So some days he looks great, and there's most nights, because they're losing, he looks bad because he has to take these bad shots.
And Monte Ellis, in a global sense, or even a national sense, or just a basketball sense, whatever you want to call it, he's heavily slept on. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, we live in California, obviously, and we love Monte. I don't know what the outlook on him is in, say, Chicago or Kansas. I don't know any other state. I don't know. Like, for example, we know who Andre Iguodala is, you know? We know guys who aren't necessarily stars, but they're like very solid players. And some would even say Monte's a star. I don't know if he's obviously not a star as in like a Derrick Rose or a LeBron James, but he's in that like group right below him. He's like a stud, and he has star qualities, but he's maybe not a star. But a lot of people just underestimate him. For example, the Warriors never really have a top 10 play on SportsCenter. Their highlights are just extremely short, even when they win.
I know.
Even when they beat the Clippers, I didn't even see a highlight on ESPN. So what Warrior fans, I think, need to realize is that Monte Ellis is an extremely dangerous offensive player. I think he's one of the most dangerous players in the NBA. Yes. I think he can just go off at will. He can create his own shot among the best. He's one of the best slashers in the league. He's just absolutely lethal. I know he can go 5-for-25 sometimes, but he's still just a lethal and just a very skilled player. So if you trade him for a Lopez, who's a good, solid big man, that's not you have to get a package deal. You have to get more than just a Lopez.
Oh, no, they have to get a package deal because the salaries don't match up.
Okay.
Because Monte makes 11, and then I think Brooke makes about 3 a year, but that's because he's going to be a restricted free agent at the end of this year.
Yeah, just it's what I've said earlier on the show or in shows weeks ago. I don't mind keeping Curry, keeping Monte, keeping Lee, trying to keep these guys and build around them. I know there's criticism that Curry and Monte are undersized, which is fair. You do need maybe some bigger guards. But I just think Monte is just such a skilled scorer. If you trade him, where's the offense going to come from? Because even Curry is kind of freakishly inconsistent.
No,
he sometimes will score 7 or 9, like 2 games in a row, and then he'll drop like 35. So he's not necessarily his percentages are extremely consistent. He shoots high percentages from everywhere. But on a given night, you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know how that ankle or foot is going to hold up. I'm a big Monte Ellis fan. I'm not quick to trade him. I don't really want to trade him.
Look, I'm with you on this, T. I know I'm supposed to disagree with you, but as a diehard Warrior fan, how can you trade Monte Ellis for Brook Lopez. There has to be some sort of package if you're going to get a third team. The Warriors need to get a scorer with Brook Lopez, because that's just ridiculous.
It is. I mean, I actually like Lopez on the Warriors, but if they still had Monte, like, you're losing too much, because Lee is great. He's honestly a top and elite power forward. I love David Lee. I thought it was a great acquisition or free agent signing, whatever exactly it was, but I love David Lee. He's productive, and he is actually pretty consistent. But he needs some help, because a lot of times he's guarding like a seven-footer, and he's just not as big as some of the people he's guarding. And Andres Bjelica obviously isn't going to cut it. So you do need a Lopez type. You know, you need a solid quality center who isn't obviously isn't Andres Bjelica. But if that means giving up Monte, I don't know.
Remember, Andres Bjelica cannot be traded because of his salary, the salary he makes.
Yeah.
5 years, $60 million. That's incredible. And I don't think anyone wants a piece of trash like Bjelica on their team. Unless he does play that fast break type offense.
That's right. And that actually is a good point, because like you said before on the show, Bjelica was effective when they had this potent, fast-paced Phoenix Sun-style offense. But now that they're kind of trying to slow down and play some defense, Bjelica doesn't really have a place with the Warriors. He still starts a lot and gets decent minutes. Sometimes he'll start play like only like 10 minutes, which I actually like, because when he's not on the floor, it's great. But he just, it's like you're playing like four and a half guys versus five guys when he's in. He's not a full player.
No, he's not. But also, there's other rumors, T, that the Warriors are still in the hunt for Dwight Howard.
That's just not going to happen. Like we said, Chris Paul wouldn't happen. Howard's not going to happen. And even if it did, they wouldn't re-sign him, and he'd be gone in half a season. I know people say, oh, they're only going to trade for him if they sign him to a long-term deal. Can you honestly imagine the Warriors acquiring Dwight Howard? He's upset with the Magic, who are actually a competitive team. How do you think he would feel on the Warriors? And another point I want to make is the Warriors actually aren't bad.
No.
God knows they're not good, but they're not bad at all. I think they're a decent team, and they actually compete. I know that's a term thrown around recklessly at times, competition, being able to compete, but the Warriors compete. They rarely get blown out. They're terrible at the end of the fourth quarter. They're not a clutch team at all, but they compete. They're almost always in the game, even against the NBA's most elite. They even beat the Bulls, beat the Heat. Beat the Clippers. They beat some high-quality teams among the NBA's best. So the Warriors aren't that far away from being like a solid team, is what I'm saying.
Also, they should be in the playoff hunt. In the beginning of the year, if Stephen Curry did not get injured in that San Antonio game, if he didn't get injured in another game where he had to miss that Phoenix Suns game on the road, they were in those games. And they had the lead, and they just lost by single digits.
They'd more likely be in the playoff hunt. They'd be, I think, closer to 500. Yes. What I just mean is the Warriors aren't bad. They're obviously not good either. But it's not like they're just some horrific franchise who's totally rebuilding and needs to just have a fire sale and forget any talent they have right now. You have to build for the future. I think they have some pieces in place. With a Curry, Ellis, and a Lee, those are three fantastic pieces you can build around.
You just need one center.
Exactly.
You just need one center.
Right.
In order for them to be great, because they'll have that fantastic four that they'll get.
It's true, but it is a business, so it's more than possible somewhere down the line you'll have to give up a Ellis, Curry, or Lee. It's possible you won't be able to keep all of them, because sometimes as a GM, as an owner, whoever's making the decisions, you have to trade or release or just not consider a guy just from a purely business-like perspective. Mm-hmm. But if they can afford to keep Lee, Monte, Curry, I say keep them. Don't just trade them because it's not working. The only reason I would trade one of these guys is if it's from a business standpoint. If you just think it's not working and they need to trade one of them, I totally disagree. I say build around them. Start to draft better, perhaps. Even though actually Curry, Thompson, they've had some good draft picks, but still just continue to draft better and get a center.
Even Udo was a pretty okay draft pick, honestly.
Yeah, a little bit of a reach.
It's a reach, but he's okay.
He's okay.
And he's better than Andres Bjelica.
Oh, he's much better.
So he makes that Andres Bjelica playing bad makes Epe Udo look good.
Yeah, the thing is, honestly, a big problem is Bjelica.
It's the
because you don't need an elite center. There's not many elite centers in the NBA. There's probably less than five. But you need, what you need is a basketball player. Andres Bjelica is not really a basketball player. He is offensively inept.
Look, there's a rumor that the Warriors could sign free agent center Kyle Fisenko, who played for the Utah Jazz. They're saying that he's better.
No.
He's better than Andres Bjelica.
Okay, he's probably better. You know, if you line up 10 guys off the street,
do you know
probably three of them could actually outplay Bjelica.
You know who he is, right?
I know he is, and I don't want him.
Yeah, he's
that sucks. Huge guy, right?
Yes.
He's
very
like 300
guy.
Pounds.
Yeah.
And it has hands of stone.
About 7 foot.
And his skills are limited to none.
Yeah.
Which sounds like Bjelica. Bjelica, the thing is, have you ever seen Bjelica take a jump shot?
No.
I'm pretty sure Bjelica doesn't have a jump shot. I've never seen the man score outside of 4 feet. It's the same thing as I remember when the Warriors played the Clippers. Fitzgerald or Burnett commented on how DeAndre Jordan has taken he's made like 2 field goals in his career outside of the key. Uh-huh. Bjelica, I'm pretty sure if you asked him to take like a 10-foot jumper, he wouldn't be able to.
He can't.
He has no skills offensively. And I like the guy.
No,
he seems like a nice guy.
I do too.
Probably good for the team. Probably provides good chemistry. Usually has a smile on his face. Messes around with the announcer. Seems like a nice, funny guy. But he can't play the game.
And he has bad hair, which is bad.
But I heard that. I think the ladies love him. I've heard stories that he's a hit with the ladies. I'm serious. I've heard that.
He really has an attractive
girlfriend.
He's
the Latvian
girlfriend.
Sensation.
Look, so
it doesn't help when you have those millions. It doesn't hurt when you have those millions.
No, it doesn't. But I'm just going to go back here to our new segment. Let's go, bro. I'm just business, man. Let's go, bro. You can't even score. You can't even make a jump outside the key. So Andres Bjelica, let's go, bro. Get up.
Let's go. My man for this week, I'm a big movie buff, and the Academy Awards can be hit or miss. Like last year when James Franco and Hathaway hosted, total miss. Terrible show. This year, Billy Crystal, hosting it for like the 8th or 9th time, absolutely killed it. He's a very funny man. He's not the best actor at times, but he has funny, witty one-liners. And he hosted a great show at the Academy Awards. I watched the whole show. So for those reasons, this week, Billy Crystal, you are my man. I hope you host it again sometime in the future.
I hope so.
And a quick reminder. We'll close that out in a second. Next week, we will not be having a show. For us here at Dominican University, we are students. And it's spring break, so we'll be going to our humble abodes. We will not have a show. But the week after, we will return with a show. But next week, we will not.
And we'll have a would you rather question right now.
Quickly.
Would you rather be Andres Bjelica or Kyle Fisenko?
Neither. Okay, we're
okay,
done.
Okay, we're done. Radio.Dominican.edu. Lady Madonna's coming up next. Stay tuned. Radio.Dominican.edu. What are you talking about signing out?
T-Baby and Pia, by the way. Those are our names. I just haven't let you